We make our way to the bottom of the third inning. Brent Terrace, Owen Meyer, and Eric Terrace scheduled hitters for Kyle Jordan. Region 15 seed baseball action on KASM, brought to you by the fine folks over at Land O'Lakes and Melrose. Scooters Trucking, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Notch Manufacturing in Lake Henry, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Winnie Mitchell Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, the London Corky's Bar in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, DNS Excavating, by Belgrade, helping us out with our game today. Brent Terrace at the plate, his first at bat against Kyle Zier in the first pitch of ball, 1-0. Zierden delivers inside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And right over the plate, there's a strike and 2-1. Kyle Jordan works quickly, but delivers outside, and the count now 3-1 to Brent Terrace. And straight two call. The count is full at 3-2.
Brent wanted to buy one there, I think. Nice pitch. Yeah, Jordan.
Three balls, two strikes. Her ball that Terrace just chops off and fouls. The count stays at 3-2. Zierden shaking off Perret a couple times as the big lefty delivers. Terrace ground ball to deep short. Perret to the backhand. Strong throw to first. And Mergen tags Terrace
on top
of the head as he comes off the base for the out.
Ooh, that's a tough play, isn't it, for a first baseman to make? So that runner coming as hard as Brent Terrace was coming. That's a good arm breaker, that play right there.
It is. Yeah.
Scary to see.
Well, you've seen teammates that happen
too,
right?
Oh.
Here's Owen Meyer. Yeah, the pitch to Meyer is a ball outside, 1-0.
Actually, your brother-in-law. I watched that day.
Yeah.
I was not impressed. I was impressed by his play, but I wasn't impressed with the result.
Strike right down the middle, and one ball, one strike. Owen fouls it to the net, and the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2. Kyle Jordan kicks and delivers. Her ball right to Perret at short. Taylor up with it. Strong throw again to Mergen. 6-3 on the put-up. Owen Meyer got down the line quickly. And here's Eric Terrace. Eric so far today, 0-for-1. He lined out to Perret at short. Pitch to Eric is outside, a ball, 1-0. 2-0 Farming, two runs, three hits, no errors for the Plains, no runs, no hits, and an error for Spring Hill. I almost thought Terrace was going to bunt there. Kind of slid that hand on that bat a little bit, and Ethan Navarchil probably not real acclimated with Terrace. Here's a bunt down the first place line. Snearden, quick throw to get Terrace at first. 1-3 on the putout. Bang, bang, and that does it for Spring Hill here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After three, Farming two, Spring Hill nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Kazem.
Tyler Bragman taking his warm-up tosses. It's Region Baseball here on KASN. Brought to you by our sponsors, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. We're in Sac Center, New Munich, and Long Prairie. Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, North American Insurance Agency. Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance. North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer. Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Painesville, the Central Minnesota Realty. Ecker Feed Service in New Munich, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, and Trapper's Pub and Grub. In Farming, Ethan Naberchill leads off the fourth inning for the Farming Flames, and the first pitch catching the outside corner, strike one. Will be Naberchill, Ehrenink, and Mitchell Thielen facing Tyler Bragelman. 2-0 Farming. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. And a one ball, one strike. 1-1. Bragelman has the sign from Nathan Terrace. Naberchill lines this one foul down the right field line. Makes its way into the parking lot area. Maybe another job. I don't know if that took off a hubcap or something. For Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Leo does hubcaps, too. We're searching here now for him, aren't we? Yes, we are. 1-2 to Ethan outside a ball, and 2-2.
I've got two 1974 Malibu hubcaps hanging in my garage. So, Leo, if you need them.
There's Naberchill, a base hit to right field, leading off the fourth. How did you acquire those?
Had a car like that.
Had a car like that.
Right fielder number 19, Aaron Tate.
And the car just went to the graveyard, and you kept the hubcap?
Oh, in them days, I switched around a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know why I ended up with them, but
they're a conversation piece now. Here's Aaron Ink. Ink bounced into a double play in his first at bat. We'll see if Schrader's bunting him here. No indication as Ike takes a ball outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Anthony Reverman over at third. Jamie Terrace at short. Eric Terrace at second. We're at first. It's Eric Sheenberg. As Ike fouls it back and out of play in the count, one ball, one strike. In left field, Brent Terrace in center field, Austin Sheenberg out in right field. Owen Meyer in behind the plate, Nathan Terrace. Tyler Bragelman, the draftee from Greenwald, getting a start today for Spring Hill in this elimination game. Will I kick the pitch? Ink shows bunts there, and I think he offered at it. Didn't get an indication from the home plate.
So.
No, they're saying a ball, 2-1.
Yeah, okay. Pulled back in time. It almost sounded like he ball tipped it.
I know, yeah. Two balls, one strike. There's strike two on the inside corner, and 2-2. I didn't show any kind of bunt there. So two balls, two strikes. Tyler Bragelman working from the stretch. Pitch on the way. Ink, a ground ball up the middle. Eric Terrace steals it, flips to second for one, the relay to first. That's a 4-6-3 double play, so Ink has bounced into a couple double plays here today.
Ooh, that was tailor-made, wasn't it?
And it'll bring Mitchell Thielen to the plate. Mitchell walked in his only at bat.
I don't know what we're eating, Randy, but our voices are starting to get a little gurgly.
Might be that we've talked for seven games.
Here's
Thielen driving it to left field, but right at Brent Terrace, who makes the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Flames in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We play 3.5, Farming 2, and Spring Hill nothing. Region 15C baseball action is back here on KASM in a minute.
North American State Bank has been helping our community and families like yours for over 125 years. As your community bank, We're right here where you live and work, enabling continued growth in every area. So whether you're opening a new account or need a loan for your farm, business, or home, stop by one of our offices today in Belgrade, El Rosa, or Wilmer and let us help. North American State Bank, building families, farms, and futures for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers with that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Sue Meyer and Kelly Lauer. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Leading off for the Chargers, the catcher, number 7, Nathan Terrace.
Nathan Terrace grabs the bat. He leads off the fourth inning for Spring Hill. Nathan Terrace, Jamie Terrace, and Eric Schoenberg. In that Kimball 2-0 win today over St. Joe, Ben Johnson threw a one-hitter for Kimball.
Oh,
where's that? Fly ball to center field, caught there by the Flames center fielder, Austin Arsenault.
A one-hitter
against St. Joe.
Wow.
Thank you to Kurt Hemmish for reporting that highlight to us. Grant Schoenberg giving us a shout-out. Grant from Stony Creek Dairy and also a former player for the Chargers and the Greenwald Cubs. Longtime player following us today in Chasm. Jamie Terrace at the plate, and a ground ball to deep short. Taylor Foray to the backhand again. Strong throw to first. In time, says the base umpire, 6-3. Boy, all those plays are so close at first.
Absolutely. Making some good plays over there at shortstop in the hole, and strong arm.
You know, Taylor, I think, feels more comfortable going to the backhand than getting his body in front of it.
Right.
He's done a good job so far. Here's Eric Schoenberg, and the first pitch to Eric is a strike called. Twins were leading earlier today. Have not heard from my partner how they did.
I do not have it right now. I had it on here before, but it's gone.
Ball back and out of play by Eric Schoenberg. I'll check here. Looks like a final score 6-5. Twins over Kansas City today.
Yeah. Well, that was the last score I had. It was 6-5, but I didn't get the final.
So they swept the Royals. As Eric Schoenberg follows that one back and out of play.
Get your World Series tickets.
1-2. 1-2, 2 strikes. For Schoenberg. Kyle Dearden delivers and that goes over our heads.
Oh, boy.
We don't need no emergency room visits on Sunday night. Pitch outside a ball. And 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
You better be hoping that I'm good going to my backhand side. So we'll have to come in front of you.
Ground ball to first. Down on it is Brad Mergen. He'll flip to Zierden covering. 3-1 on the putout. Eric Schoenberg and the Chargers go quickly in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. After four, Farming 2 and Spring Hill nothing. It's Region 15 seat baseball coverage from Farming. We're back in 1 minute.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without the use of unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive business elite program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's business elite department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Okay, the top of the fifth inning, Eric Schmidt will lead it off for the Farming Flames. Eric tries to bunt down that first baseline and bunt it foul, 0-1.
It's really pleasant in here tonight, isn't it, Randy, in the press box here? Last night, this game, yesterday afternoon, it was pretty toasty in here.
It was.
So,
home plate umpire taking a little time, having a conversation with Nathan Terrace. Now, sweeping off the plate. And Schmidt back in the box. 0-1 the count. And outside a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, Tyler Bregman. Pitch, and Schmidt tries to bunt again and waves at it. Strike two called. One ball, two strikes. Bregman's pitch is outside and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tyler Bregman rocks and fires, and that's high and 3-2.
Tyler Bregman's throwing a pretty decent game here right now. It's got himself set in a little bit here, didn't he? I imagine he gets rid of a couple of the jitters here early in the game. Seems to be throwing some decent pitches.
Three balls, two strikes to Eric Schmidt as he fouls one off, just protecting the plate on that last pitch. 3-2. Bregman has the sign from Nate Terrace, and he comes home. That's inside, ball four. Nate Terrace liked that pitch, too. Good one that Eric Schmidt didn't offer at.
He's kind of trying to encourage Tyler here to throw some strikes here, boy.
So Schmidt with good speed on it first. Here's Taylor Foray. Taylor 0-2 so far today. Bregman works from the stretch, and the pitch inside corner ruled a strike, and 0-1.
That's where Nathan would like him to keep it. Middle half.
Yep. Ball's in, one strike. Bregman comes home. Foray drives it to right field. That's hit well. Giving chase is Owen Meyer. He'll catch up to it in the right field corner, making the catch for the out.
Wow, that would be close to the fence, too, out there, didn't it?
It was probably getting less and less.
Yeah.
So Foray gives it a ride. One out. Tyler Schrader to the plate. Tyler so far today, 0-2. And the pitch from Bregman as he drives it to center field. Right there's Austin Schoenberg to make the catch for the out. Boy, I would think that would sting hitting a ball with that big cut on your finger.
Pitcher,
number 23, Kyle Dearden.
Bring Kyle Dearden to the plate. Two outs, Schmidt at first. It'll take the lead. pitch to Zierden. Low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Regelman delivers. Here's a hit and run as Schmidt takes off. I think they beat him at second base as he held on, not watching his coach. And Zierden gets a base hit, but Eric Schmidt got deked by Jamie Terrace over at...
Oh, wow. Dale's going, you got to watch me.
Yeah. So the hit and run worked to perfection as soon as Schmidt took off, Eric Schoenberg stepped off first a little bit more, and Zierden put the base hit between the bag and Schoenberg. So two on, two out for Farming here in the fifth. And Cody Ferrate to the plate. Cody's got a 2-for-2 day going. Bring him pitch to Ferrate. He loops it foul and out of play and 0-1. Earlier today, we had Richmond beating St. Martin 6-3 and El Rosa over Lake Henry 2-1. So Richmond and El Rosa, they are going to the state tournament with the victories today. Here's a throwback to first, and Zierden slides back in safely. A pickoff play there by Nate Terrace and Eric Schoenberg.
That throws up a little bit. Set it in the dirt. I think they have a chance of getting him.
They called that strike two on Cody Ferrate. Jamie Terrace trying to keep Eric Schmidt close. Regman's pitch. Ferrate drives it to right center field. That's going to drop in. Schmidt's going to score. Zierden takes the big turn at second. He'll go to third. And Ferrate with a 3-for-3 day. An RBI and Farming leads 3-0.
Guys are hitting the baseball today, aren't they?
They are. I'll bring Brad Mergen to the plate.
Brad Mergen.
Brad Mergen. So far today, 0-for-1. And he takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. Zierden at third, Cody Ferrate at first. Two outs. One run in here in the fifth. And Mergen skies this one to center field. Austin Schoenberg coming hard. He gets to it, makes the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Flames in the fifth. They score one run on two hits. There were no errors and two left on base. 4.5 innings, it is Farming 3, Spring Hill nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KESM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top-quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Stay tuned for our post-game show this afternoon. We'll name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player receives a $10 gift certificate. Compliments of Jeremy and Julie over at Albany A&W and Nathan over at Richmond A&W. Zierden giving the fill-in catcher, Zach Coltis, a little workout. Threw a couple of pitches, and they were all over the place.
At least the umpire got to check out all the balls. Anyhow, he put back in his ball bag,
little satchel. Austin Sheenberg comes to the plate for Spring Hill here in the fifth inning. Chargers find themselves down 3-0. Facing Kyle Dearden, the first pitch to Sheenberg, breaking ball outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Dearden's pitch right over the plate. Strike one, 1-1.
Careful what it is with this Dearden, because the last time I seen him, he only gave up one hit to Roscoe, and today he hasn't given up a hit yet. He's pitching pretty well.
He certainly is. Two balls, one strike to Sheenberg. Dearden walked one in the first inning. That catches the inside corner in the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Kyle Dearden delivers, and here's a ground ball to second, charged by Mitchell Thielen. Quick throw to first, 4-3 in the putout. One down, and Anthony Reberman makes his way to the plate. Anthony, ground ball to second in his only at bat. Craig Klein looks like he's getting the hammies loose as he takes a jaunt down the right field line. Pitch a ball inside to Riverman, 1-0. Here's a chopper off the plate by Riverman. Dearden hops off to field it and just makes a strong throw to first, so accurate, and 1-3 on the putout.
You kind of wonder what these guys are doing. They're crossing the first base bag. They're kind of looks like they're lunging at the bag, or what are they doing? Because the dust is flying. You would think they'd run straight through that bag.
Yeah.
Looks like somebody's going to get hurt doing that.
Here's Carter Cheetah, the DH. Carter ground ball to Navarchil at third. He's been up with it over to first. 5-3 on the put out, and Chargers are done in the fifth. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5 in the books, Farming 3, Spring Hill nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASN.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Summer travel season is in full swing. Hi everyone, this is Bruce from Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Help keep your vehicle running in top shape with up to $20 off spark plug replacement or $5 off an air filter with the purchase of a complete oil change. Stop in or give us a call to schedule your appointment today at 320-845-6723 and mention you heard this ad. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
5 innings complete, Farming 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Spring Hill, no runs, no hits, and an error. To the top of the 6th inning, Ethan Navarchil, Aaron Eink, and Mitchell Thielen, the scheduled hitters for the Farming Flames. Cold Spring Rockies leading Clear Lake 9-0 after 3 innings. Ethan, I'll follow this one back and out of play in the count at 0-1. Getting a score update from Ann Jonas, and of course grew up in the farming area, daughter of Elmer and Marcy Schlaper. Pitch inside, a ball in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here's a strike on the outside corner in 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, and Navarchil falls another one back and out of play. That might make it to the food stand.
I think you're right.
One ball, two strikes. Regelman's curveball, broken bat, line drive right at Eric Terrace at second. He gloves it for the out. One down. And Aaron Eink to the plate. Aaron so far today, 0 for 2. A couple of ground ball double plays. There's a pop-up by first base, and catching it in foul territory is Eric Schoenberg, and Eink retired on one pitch. Two outs. And Mitchell Thielen will make an appearance here at the plate. Mitchell is 0 for 1 so far today with a walk. And the pitch to Mitchell is outside of ball, 1-0. Ball and no strikes to Thielen. And he laces it to left field, but Brent Terrace is there to make the catch, and that'll do it for the Flames in the sixth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 5.5, Farming free, Spring Hill nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work for you on your new remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Three to nothing Farming, bottom of the sixth inning. And here's Brent Terrace. Brent Terrace, Owen Meyer, and Eric Karras. As Brent pops this one up, foul down the first base line. And 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Brent 0 for 1 today. Ground ball to short in his only at bat. A little bit of throwing. Craig Klein. Craig Klein getting loose. As Kyle Jordan delivers and tears over the top of that slider or changeup. I don't know what he's throwing. Wow.
Eluding them wood bats, isn't it?
0-2 the count to Terrace. He loops this to right field. Coming hard. Eink dives. Can't come up with it. And a hit for Brent Terrace. The Chargers get a leadoff single here in the sixth inning. Their first hit of the ball game off of Kyle Dearden.
The right fielder, number 9. Owen Meyer.
And Owen Meyer steps up to the plate. And Meyer takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1.
Meyer didn't think much of that call either, did he?
He did not, no. Eric Terrace on deck. Ball's in a strike. Pitch, strike two called. And 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Kyle Jordan's pitch. Meyer drills it past Foray in the left field. Back-to-back singles for the Chargers here in the sixth inning, and the top of the order making its way to the plate.
Well, they got the table set for the top of the order, like you said, Randy. So
Eric Karras, who's 0 for 2 today.
Got to get these guys over to second and third.
Eric tried bunting his way on last time, and now Ethan Navratil over at third playing way back. And here's Eric Karras. He's going to put a bunt down at third base line, and I don't think they're going to get anybody. No single for Eric Karras. And again, knowing the situation here and knowing how good a bunter Eric Karras is, I'm surprised Farming didn't play that one differently. They did throw it to first, but not nearly in time to get Terrace, and the bases are loaded.
But he was kind of giving him that, the third baseman over there. He was playing even with the bag or even behind it a little bit.
So now the base is loaded. Here comes Nathan Terrace. Three hits in a row for the Chargers off of Kyle Zierden. And the pitch is inside a ball, 1-0. 3-0, Farming with the lead in the sixth. The Chargers are threatening. Kyle Zierden ready. And Nathan Terrace takes a strike call in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Terrace looks down to manager Gordy Barton. Zierden ready on the mound. 1-1, a little bit high, and 2-1. Brent Terrace over at third. At second, it's Owen Meyer. At first base, Eric Karras. Really good speed on the base paths for the Chargers. There's a ground ball foul. Amico now 2-2.
Nobody warming up for the Flames here. Farming is one of the teams that did not draft anybody.
Two balls, two strikes. Karras thrills it down the left field line. Foul, says the home plate umpire. A foul ball by inches.
Ooh, that was close.
And so Nathan Terris comes back to the plate. He's asking the home plate umpire, where was it? Two balls, two strikes. Brent Terris over at third. Here's Zierden's pitch. Breaking ball. Oh, a nice breaking ball there by Kyle Zierden. He thought he had him.
That'd be hard to take that.
3-2. Ready again, Zierden. Squipped foul by Nathan Terris down the first baseline. Count stays full at 3-2. Now Cody Perret going to have a word with Kyle Zierden on the mound.